moment. Just before you go, Donal, I wanted to talk a little bit about Kirk Douglas. Obviously, news emerged last night of the death of his death, 103 years old. Now, he hasn't been active in terms of screens for in terms of any acting for a long time, but there was that wonderful moment when he received his lifetime Oscar.
Yeah, we should know he never won an Oscar.
No, it had to be given one.
Like
yeah.
Hitchcock and, you know, any yeah. number of others we could name, he never actually formally won an Oscar. Yes, I mean, he's not quite the last of the golden age to go. Olivia de Havilland, there was sort of like a sort of tension amongst people who cover a film, thinking who's going to go first, rather on Tasteless. But she remains the last of the golden age, and actually someone from the pre-war age. But he was the second last go, as it were. So became a star in 1946 and worked consistently throughout the 40s and 50s, made some of the great films of that era. A remarkable story, apart from anything else, a great sort of American story. He was called himself the Ragman's son, and his biography, that's where he came from.
Very poor background.
Very poor background in Amsterdam, New York. Somehow, someone spotted him and reckoned he might be an actor, got a scholarship, went to war, came back, and from 46 onwards, I mean, he was kind of unstoppable. Made extraordinary films throughout that period. Always, I mean, it's interesting, he was not typecast, that would be overstating it, but nonetheless, in the best of his films, he was always playing a stubborn, ornery, awkward character. That's who he was in Ace in the Hole, that's who he was in Bad and the Beautiful, and that's who he was in Paths to Glory, that's who he was in Spartacus, even. Reports suggest that was pretty much a reflection of the man, it should be said. It's a shame in a way, I think, as we're looking at the career, that something happened in the 60s to that generation. Very few of them survived the 60s with their stardom intact. And that doesn't happen now. You look at what the Oscars this weekend, it's full of, you know, Al Pacino and Robert De Niro. I mean, even Brad Pitt, who's my age, in his mid-50s. But that's, though, of his generation, very few of them survived the 60s and ended up basically going to some kind of retirement. But he managed, in some sense, to live vicariously through his son, Michael. Kirk wanted to make One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, which he starred in on Broadway. Yeah. Michael ended up making it. Michael ended up winning his first Oscar for that as producer of that film, and it won Best Picture.
What could you define the special quality that Kirk Douglas had? Was it that he's the ordinary man who's fighting against the system, essentially? Was that
the quality? David Thompson had a good line in his autobiographical dictionary, where he referred to him as the manic depressive of Hollywood, which I think gets it right. Like, going through an era in the 50s where you had lots of kind of like sunny movies with Doris Day and Sandra Lee, this, that, and the other. That, I mean, he was always the intense, furrowed guy, like who looks like he'd escaped from a Dostoevsky novel.
Right. Well, let's listen to him. We'll finish up by listening to him in Stanley Kubrick's 1957 movie Paths of Glory. And here he is playing that ordinary guy. He's Colonel Dax giving out. he's been offered a job. He's giving out about the fact that men are being just sent out as cannon fodder. And his general is asking him, do you want to take over the job of sending the men out as cannon fodder? And here's his response.
Colonel Dax, how would you like a General Miro's job?
His what, sir?
His job.
Let me get this straight, sir. You're offering me General Miro's command?
Come, Colonel Dax, don't overdo the surprise. You've been after the job from the start. We all know that, my boy.
I may be many things, sir. I'm not your boy.
Well, I certainly didn't mean to imply any biological relationship.
I'm not your boy in any sense.
You're trying to rogue me, Colonel?
Why should I want to do that?
Exactly. It would be a pity to lose your promotion before you get it. A promotion you have so very carefully planned for.
Sir, would you like me to suggest what you can do with that promotion?
Colonel Dax! You will apologize at once or I shall be placed under arrest.
I apologize for not being entirely honest with you. I apologize for not revealing my true feelings. I apologize, sir, for not telling you sooner that you're a degenerate, sadistic old man. And you can go to hell before I apologize to you now or ever again.
Kirk Douglas there, Adolf Monchu, the other actor, but Kirk Douglas playing the part of Colonel Dax in Paths of Glory. And we heard of the death of Kirk Douglas. He died, his death was announced today. He was 103. Not a bad innings, it has to be said.